We are back, and I am Cheryl Harrell, and welcome to Healthy Connections, a presentation of Samaritan Pacific Communities Hospital every Friday morning at 8:35, and we are glad that you are with us this morning. We are talking to Dr. William Muth. He is an infectious disease physician, part of the Samaritan family, and we are finding it a very, very interesting program this morning. We've just finished talking about the H1N1, of course, flu, and that is the swine flu, and right now we're talking about Dr. Muth's challenges that he sees in his office and his patients every day as an infectious disease physician. Dr. Muth, we're talking about infections at the hospital. Anything else that you want to talk about before we move on about that particular area?
No, I don't think so. I think the infections in the hospital are an important issue, as are other patient safety issues. I think it's heartening across the country that there are substantial efforts in progress to try to improve outcomes in the hospital. I think that's obviously in everyone's interest.
One of the words that we're becoming more familiar with in this country and around the world is MRSA. Can you tell us what that is and how does that relate to your practice?
MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Or staph. And staph infections have been around forever. Staph bacteria, the cause of these infections, are very aggressive human pathogens, and they are very well adapted to causing a whole variety of illnesses, skin infections, bloodstream infections, even infections of things like heart valves and so forth. Now, we were talking about antibiotic resistance, and this is an example of antibiotic resistance. The staph bacterium has developed resistance to a variety of antibiotics, one of which is methicillin. And methicillin was the antibiotic that previously was the drug of choice for treatment of staph infections. So now there is this form of staph called MRSA, and it is becoming an increasing problem both in hospitals and more recently even in the community, where patients will develop skin infections due to MRSA that can be difficult to deal with. It is an infection that is transmitted from person to person through direct contact. It's not an infection that is contagious in the sense that, you know, chickenpox is, but nonetheless, it can occur in sort of epidemics amongst school children or athletic teams and so forth. So it is a problem. There are antibiotics that are effective for it, but we don't have as many antibiotics as we used to treat this particular kind of staph infection.
One of the things I would like to discuss and to make sure we have time, because it certainly is a big issue for every family with young children, that's lice. Can we talk about that for a moment and the challenges that we have?
Well, lice are not microorganisms. They are small insect-like organisms, and they can infest, children's hair, for example. It is a cause of some anxiety. It's not, in general, anything that's life-threatening or rises to the proportions of concern that some of these other things that we've talked about.
Should parents go and just find something at the pharmacy to treat this, or do they need to have physician's care when they suspect lice?
I think that they can find things at the pharmacy for treatment of lice.
All right. I just know that there are infectious outbreaks sometimes, and it just passes, one from one child to another, you know, in a contaminated area. So
yeah, I think it is. It certainly causes anxiety amongst families, but in general, it's not the worry that things like MRSA and influenza and so forth would be.
All right. What other concerns do you have as an infectious disease control physician? We've talked about antibiotic resistance, infections in hospitals, some of the different types of staph infections and things that people can have. What else?
I think what I'll mention here is a service that we provide, which isn't a concern as so much as an interesting service that we provide here at Samaritan. I have opened an international travel clinic, and a lot of your listeners may be travelers traveling to very interesting international destinations, and it's important for those people to prepare themselves for travel with vaccines. There are a number of illnesses that used to be common in our country that no longer are because of improved sanitation and so forth, but they could still encounter them overseas, things like typhoid fever and hepatitis A, some places malaria, yellow fever, and so forth. And I have a particular interest in this aspect of infectious disease, in helping travelers prepare for travel. I think travel is such an enlightening experience, and no one wants to have their travel spoiled by things that could be prevented. So I wanted your listeners to be aware of this aspect of my practice.
Absolutely, and certainly important because more and more people are traveling around the world. Yes. Dr. Muth, I want to thank you. We've run out of time. Is there any final comments that you have before we wrap up our time together? It goes very quickly.
Well, I would just say I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners, and I hope this has been helpful to them.
For someone wanting to reach you, how would they reach your clinic?
Our phone number is 541-768-5810, and we certainly encourage anybody that thinks they have an issue that I could help them with to contact us.
Very good. And your clinic is located where?
It's on the campus of Good Samaritan Hospital in Corvallis. It's actually in what's called the Corvallis Medical Center, 3640 Northwest Samaritan Drive.
Very good. Dr. Muth, thank you very, very much for being with us this morning in your very, very busy schedule. It isn't often that we're being able to talk about infectious diseases and, of course, travel across the world.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a great morning, and we thank Dr. William Muth from the Corvallis area. And, of course, he is part of the Samaritan family, Samaritan Services. And this morning we've been talking about disease control, infectious diseases. We've talked about vaccinations. We've talked about issues with antibiotics as well as infections in hospitals and, of course, international trade, travel as you go around the world. I hope you have a great weekend, and we hope that you will join us on Monday morning as we have hot topics around the world with our four attorneys. I am Cheryl Harrell, your host this morning. It's been delightful to be with you. Remember, like I always like to say, don't let anybody ever, ever steal your dreams. You know what? Your dreams really can come true. The first step is, though, you got to get off the couch and do something. Have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us this morning.